Center.
All right, good evening. Time is now 6:06, I believe that is. There's a glare on it, but 6:06 PM. We're returning from executive session. We've been in executive session under item 3A and 3B, moving to executive session under 551.074 personnel to discuss personnel recommendations for middle school and elementary principals, as well as 3B, moving to executive session under 551.074 personnel to discuss other personnel recommendations. Now returning into open session, we will tackle item 3C, which is reconvene in open session to vote, if necessary, on matters discussed in executive session. I'll entertain a motion from the board if there be any at this time. Trustee Cooper.
Mr. President, I move that we support the recommendation of the superintendent for Ms. Robinson to be the new principal at Cocker Hill Elementary.
Thank you. I have a motion by Trustee Hooper, second by Trustee Fleming. That's to accept the recommendation of administration for Cocker Hill Elementary principal, Ms. Robinson. Any question, comment, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call the question. You may now vote. All votes being tallied, that motion passes 5-0. I'll entertain another motion from the board if there be any at this time.
Mr. President, I move that we support the recommendation of Ms. Wendy Dunn for principal of Northside Elementary.
We have a motion by Trustee Hooper. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Sargent. Any questions, comments, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call the question. This is once again for Ms. Wendy Dunn, principal of Northside Elementary. You may now vote. All votes being tallied, the motion passes 5-0. I'll entertain another motion from the board if there be any at this time.
Mr. President, I move that we support the recommendation of Mr. Brazil as the principal of West Middle School.
We have a motion by Trustee Hooper. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Sargent. Once again, that's a recommendation from Mr. Brazil as principal at West Middle School. Any questions, comments, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, you may now vote. All votes being tallied, the motion passes 5-0. I'll entertain another motion if there be any from the board at this time.
Mr. President, I move that we support the recommendation of Ms. Bridget Nevels as a principal of McCowan Middle School.
Second.
I have a motion by Trustee Hooper. That motion was seconded by Trustee Fleming. Once again, this is to accept the recommendation for principal to McCowan Middle School of Ms. Nevels. Any questions, comments, discussion? Trustee Fleming.
Because this is the end, so I kind of want to sum it up. I just actually want to just echo this, that to our community, the process, to trust the process. Again, sitting down, listening to, thank you, Dr. Cobb, Dr. Swin, and to the parents and community who are on the committee. Trust the process, again, to our newly elected thus far. Please know that the expectation is high. We are Eagles, so therefore we fly high. We are focused on student achievement. We are focused on instruction, safety, and culture. And so thank you. Please know that Dr. Watson has made his recommendation, and we look forward to seeing you excel.
Any additional comments, question, discussion? Seeing and hearing none, I'll call the question. You may now vote. All votes being tallied, that motion passes 4-1. Dr. Watson.
Dr. Cobb, would you recognize the members of the committee that are here tonight?
Thank you, Dr. Watson, and to our Board of Trustees. I'd like to echo the sentiments of Trustee Fleming, and I'd like to give those of us from the community just a very brief synopsis of what took place and how we came forward with these candidates. We had a committee of 11 individuals that represented all walks of this district. We had two students, we had two parents, we had a community member, we had three administrators, and we had a teacher. And so on yesterday, we went through deliberations for 10 candidates, which took from 8 a.m. until 11:30 or approximately 11:30 p.m. last evening. The committee members were committed, and they are to be commended for their diligence. And so I know this may be somewhat out of order, but I'm asking President Sherman that you would allow each one of the committee members who are here to have a few moments at the lectern just to share their sentiments.
That's perfectly fine, Dr. Cobb. If anyone wants to speak out about the process and things like that, then we definitely want to give them that opportunity. As I come into the lectern, I do want to make everyone aware that we had two individuals who have now been approved. One flying from Kentucky from a field trip that he was doing with CTE students, and so he flew back today to make sure that he was here. We also have another family who's going on a family vacation, and their initial flight was at 2 p.m., and they rescheduled it for 7. And so as you see the time now, we want to be cognizant of that. 7:30, okay. Any committee member that will wish to speak, we definitely welcome that because they did put in a lot of time and effort and energy throughout this process.
Ms. King is our resident grammarian, and so would you mind speaking for the committee? They're fine.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle King. I've been at McCowan Middle School for a couple of years now. I will trust the process. It was very informative. I learned a lot. The candidates, you did a very good job, and I'm going to keep it brief. Congratulations. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. King. Thank you, President Sherman.
I know we want to take a quick photo with the Robinsons first, and then we'll move on and go through adjournment after we take a picture with them.
Thank you.
Definitely want to thank the committee who served once again. Thank you for all of those parents and community members who showed up today to witness our new principals that will be going on our campuses. I also want to thank the board. As we kind of shared at the beginning of this meeting, we've been in training since Thursday, and so we've been together every day, even through today. And so once that last session ended up, we came over. And so thank you, board, for your commitment to be here as well to go through this process. Thank you, administration, for your time here yesterday, being from 8 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. and kind of putting this together. Principals, you guys have a great opportunity in front of you. Someone mentioned that it's business, but it's also personal, that they're going to use the acronym of DARE, which is data, and my scratch is so bad. Accountability, rigor, as well as engagement, engaging all levels. Another person mentioned paying it forward. It's not about just taking care of those that are directly affected by you, but also paying it forward to the community at large, and to make sure that the words that were given in the interview process make sure that they match the action for student achievement and for those behaviors to change. And so we're really excited, as you guys can tell by our votes, about the work that you're gonna put in on these campuses. It's extremely important, and we are in a gold mine, and it's just time to mine that gold, which is our students, and move the needle forward in a positive direction so that student achievement for all can take place right here in DeSoto ISD. So thank you. We're excited to see the work that you're gonna do, not only on your individual campuses, but for this district as a whole. So congratulations. Board, we have no additional action items or items on the agenda. And so if there's no objection, we'll conclude this meeting. The time is now 6:19 p.m. and we'll call this meeting adjourned.